Coldwell banker, Commercial Saunders real estate owner Dean Saunders talks about the consolidation he sees occurring in Florida's citrus industry.
We're seeing the small guys just scratch their heads how they're going to make it. So they're normally, you would think that you'd have more interest for small groves because there's a larger pool of buyers. But that pool of buyers are having a hard time figuring out how they can make it. And so they're not interested in buying more groves. They're interested in trying to keep the ones they have. Whereas the larger growers are looking, and institutional investors are looking at opportunities. And they want groves. And so as an investment, they're betting on the long haul that we're going to figure out greening and we're going to get an answer and solution, and they're going to be well positioned to take advantage of that. And so that's what we see going on in the industry, a paradigm and a consolidation.
Most of it HLB driven, right?
That is correct. And I think part of it, you know, you also, and one of the other things you heard everybody talk about, the age of farmers being older, and their kids don't want to fight it. They're not interested in it. And so I think, you know, when you throw in the generational dynamics of what's going on, people say, you know what, my kids aren't interested in it. I'm tired of fighting. And I don't want to spend all of my nest egg that I've saved for my retirement to try to keep the thing going. And so I'm throwing my hands up. So there's a lot of that going on and a lot of individual decisions. But the larger companies, the larger investors are making the opportunity plays to buy.
Long-term outlooking, maybe 20 years, there will be an industry in a lot fewer hands.
That seems to be what I'm thinking, the way this thing is developing. There's not a person I talk to that suggests that they think that we're not going to figure this out. They all are positive, upbeat, that we are going to whip it and that we will find a solution to HLB. They just don't know when. And it's really hard to imagine the world without oranges.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.